Baz Luhrmann's new musical Moulin Rouge made a splashy premiere at this year's Cannes Film Festival. A replica of the 1890s music hall where Nicole Kidman plays the star singer was set up on a pier. Can-can dancers flanked Kidman as she entered the post-film party. The film also features Ewan McGregor as her love interest and Jim Broadbent as the cabaret's producer. Film critic Henry Sheehan has a review.
Moulin Rouge begins with an exquisite shot of a place that no longer exists, turn-of-the-century Paris. Director Baz Luhrmann moves his camera with indulgent languor over a wonderfully evocative cityscape of tiled rooftops that has as much to do with our collective romantic imaginations as it does with any Paris that ever existed. That's good, though. As the great filmmaker Ernst Lubitsch once said, he loved Paris, France, but he preferred Paris paramount. Luhrmann is making a similar statement with his camera. If only Moulin Rouge could have stuck to this simple but profound dreamy mood. But in a harbinger of difficulties to come, our vision also passes by a rooftop singer. It's Toulouse-Lautrec, or at least the artist as embodied by an annoyingly high-pitched John Leguizamo. He's lounging on a roof singing Nature Boy, the old Nat King Cole hit that is a standby of drunken midnight sing-alongs in cheap piano bars. In other words, it's completely, utterly camp, the nemesis of straightforward romance. This is the tension that finally undermines Moulin Rouge, an ambitious musical that tries nothing less than to impose a mythic love story over a backdrop of pop culture ferment. The music itself is deliberately anachronistic, drawn largely, but not only, from the top 40 lists of the 1970s and 80s. Elton John's Your Song, warbled by a musically and dramatically thin Ewan McGregor, is its anthem. Lady Marmalade, its analog to Offenbach's Can-Can theme. And Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend is its show-stopping introduction of its star, Nicole Kidman. For all the finery of a movie that depends on fabulous sets and computer effects for its look, Moulin Rouge finally succumbs to the laws of stardom. How you react to the movie depends a great deal on how you react to Kidman, who plays the singer and dancer Satine, the main attraction at the notorious Montmartre cabaret, the Moulin Rouge, and the love object of Christian, a young English writer played by McEwan. Kidman has her hair dyed a Rita Hayworth red, and when we see her doing the elaborate diamonds number, her sheath-like dress manages to evoke both Hayworth and Monroe. When Luhrmann comes in for a close-up on her ravishing face, the actress's red eyebrows and blue eyes are as art-directed as anything else in view. But even here, there's a complication in the contrast between Kidman's slim athletic body and her model's fleshy ones. It was an easy difference to overlook, but impossible to ignore. And only Kidman and the terrific English actor Jim Broadbent are able to tame Luhrmann's usually unsuccessful struggle to match the sincere and the camp. The movie's plot is ostentatiously, deliberately derivative. Naive writer Christian falls for worldly performer Satine, who loves him back. But impresario Ziedler, Broadbent's character, persuades Satine to sleep with a rich duke, who in return will finance the next Moulin Rouge show. Here, Ziedler talks Satine into doing the right, wrong thing.
Send Christian away. Only you can save him.
He'll fight for me.
Yes, unless he believes you don't love him.
What?
Make him believe you don't love him.
No.
Use your talent to save him. Hurt him. Hurt him to save him. There is no other way. The show must go on, Satine. We're creatures of the underworld. We can't afford to love.
This is a rare moment when the movie works orally as well as it does visually. Yet, if you were to pass on Moulin Rouge, you'd be depriving yourself of Luhrmann's unabashed visual imagination. Over the streets of Montmartre, he plasters a smiling man in the moon who, when he breaks into song, does it in the voice of Placido Domingo. This and a thousand other small and large touches make Moulin Rouge an eye-popping spectacle, if finally a cold and timid one.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.